Hello, Cancer friends. My name is Kathy Hannis. How you doing? Oh my gosh, Happy New Year. It's the year 2023. I don't even know how that's possible. It seems like yesterday I was cranking Prince 1999, the eve of the year 2000. Boy, we had big problems back then, remember? Y2K, everybody was so worried that the world was going to fall apart, all the computers were going to go down. I remember that year I gave out like survival kits for Christmas. A bottle of brandy and a blanket, you know? Oh man, how far we've come, but it's the year 2023 and I'm wishing you all the very best. I hope you're all doing really well. You know, if you're listening to Hello Cancer Friends for the first time, I welcome you. This is a place to go if you've been touched by cancer and maybe you just want to hear some stories, relate to some people that may be going through something similar to what you're going through. Caregivers, fighters, survivors, no matter what the situation. This is a place for us. It's for all of us to come together. So I always welcome everyone to reach out if you'd like to share your story, talk about it, get it out there. My website is hellocancerfriends.com. Reach out anytime. I'd love to talk to you. And I love this podcast. I've met so many wonderful people. If you haven't already, go back and listen to some of the different interviews I've done and people that have been on the show to share their stories. You know, there's so much pain, but there's so much joy and inspiration. And I'm really proud to have such wonderful people join me. Today, you're stuck with just me. So I don't have a special guest for you today. But you know what? I don't know about you. I'm a little fired up this year. It's January. It's cold. It's gray here in the Midwest. You know, it's winter. You know, maybe it's sunny where you are. God bless your heart. I'm happy for you. But, you know, there's so much pressure of New Year's resolutions. You know, a lot of people, they're able to just kind of shake that off and not even think about it. Sometimes I feel pressure. What am I doing in my life? What has to change? What, you know, I'm just trying to be, you know, I find it to be a lot of pressure. Like, oh, I should lose the weight or I should, you know, do this different or that different. The same old pick yourself apart. Why? So I thought today what we could do is a little pep talk in the form of a top 10 list. I mean, it couldn't be a better time to do this. So today's top 10 list is going to be top 10 feel-good activities. Let's get through the doldrum of this winter weather. All the fun's over. The holidays are over. Now we gotta wait a while for the next holiday. You know, it's just kind of football's winding down. I mean, I don't know. I don't really follow anybody right now. Used to follow the Packers. They're gone. They're done. You know, I'd have to say I'm rooting for the Vikings from here on out. School. But anyways, you know, football's going to be done soon. And then what do? You know, now we're waiting for spring. And anyways, so let's just think up some feel-good activities to get us through this time. So here we go. Top 10 feel-good activities. Okay, number 10. Oh, what could be better than a me day? The day all about me. Not me, like you. That sounds funny. You take a me day for you. Okay, do we got that straight? Let's call it something else. Let's say a no guilt day. Do whatever you want. Watch movies all day. Eat a bag of Fritos. You know, something you wouldn't normally do, but that you love. That guilty pleasure day. I've got 14 episodes of This Is Us still on my DVR. I have not seen the season finale. But my no guilt day might consist of watching those episodes without a break, and with no guilt. So number 10, for yourself, take a me day. Do what you want. Number 9, reach out to your favorite person and schedule a visit. Call them up, text, email, however. Track that person down and say, we need to get together. It's been long enough. We need to get together and schedule that visit. You'll feel so much better. Number 8, how about a self-love day? Kind of like a me day, but no, self-love, again, whatever makes you happy, but I'm thinking like a mani, pedi, a massage, a bubble bath, get a fire going in the fireplace, cuddle up with a book, self-love, just slow down, take a breath and relax, and maybe have someone rub your feet at the same time. Self-love, number 8. Number 7, this is a personal favorite of mine, journal. Crack open that little notebook and start writing. I can't tell you how good it feels for me to write. Since I've been stable, things have slowed down in my brain a little bit. Like, I'm not like feeling so desperate to write it all out, but you know, if I've got a lot of things weighing on my mind, it really feels good just to jot it all down. And that might be something you might want to try. Let it out. Journal, number 7. Number 6. This is multiple choice, but you'll get the gist. Pray, or maybe go to church. If that's not your bag, meditate. Again, this kind of falls under the slow down category. Just take a breath. Slow down any anxious feelings you might have. Okay? Number 6, pray. Go to church. Meditate. Something like that. Just, yes. Number 5, another one of my favorites. Go for a walk. You know, nature has so much to offer. Maybe drive the car to a special place. Yeah, it's kind of cold out, but you get moving, you'll be okay. And maybe it's not cold where you are. My point is, go look at the birds. Are there any birds out there? Just wildlife, the snow on the ground and the trees. Just enjoy this beautiful earth that we have. Go for a walk, get your heart pumping. Number 4. You know, I don't take for granted that everyone can walk. I know a lot of people cannot walk. So get in the car, plan a destination, go to a town you've never been to before. Take a drive through a cute little town, and while you're on the way, crank the tunes. Put on your favorite music and just sing along, or something maybe slower or more relaxing that takes you back to another time. 80s music does that to me, takes me to my wild days. There's really something to be said about sitting in the car, listening to music, just looking around. It's awesome. That should make you feel good. Number 3, volunteer. Maybe you have a homeless shelter or a food pantry you want to donate to. Or maybe you have a friend that's struggling or needs some help. I know I always feel so good when I can volunteer or make a donation. You know, I was thinking today about gearing up for the rappel for Gilda's Club this summer, raising money for awareness and helping families and people touched by cancer. That feels so good. So I gotta schedule out and see what I'm gonna be doing this year to help others. Man, it feels really good because we all know that others have it worse than we do. Number 3, help out a friend or volunteer, something like that. Number 2, this one's kind of off the wall, a little crazy, a little personal, but I'm sorry, I'm just going to say it out loud. Go to the Humane Society, go pet some kittens and puppies. I mean, they are so cute. What would make you feel better? Really? I mean, maybe you want to even adopt a pet. I had a long talk with my 8-year-old daughter last night. She's got allergies. They're not stopping her. She wants a puppy. Yeah, I got a lot of work to do, a lot of research. You know, if anybody has any tips on, you know, what to do when your child really wants a puppy and you want to make it work, gosh, any good breeds out there? Anybody help me out? I don't know. That's a little deeper than just going to pet the kittens and puppies, but, you know, hey, I'm sharing. But yeah, those kittens, so fluffy, you know. Willow and I and my husband Tom, we go down to Becca's house down the road. She's got a couple new kittens at her house. Yeah, we gotta wash Willow down when we're done because of the allergies, but it's just so fun to watch them play and pet them and love them. And they're just, you know, they're just pets and they're just animals and there's no talking back, there's no stress. It's just fun and cute and warm and really a feel-good activity. And the number one feel-good activity, love yourself first. Stress-free living. Okay, you guys are probably sick of this by now, but I'm telling you, eliminate as much stress as you can. It's gonna make you feel so good. You will feel all the feels. Consciously make decisions to eliminate as much stress out of your life as you can. How do you do this? Well, you just have to, as you're making decisions throughout the day, decide whether or not you're going to take on a task or an event or a conversation. Do the best you can. Love yourself first. Practice that stress-free living. And of course, take care of you. That's kind of a really long activity. I really hope this list helps. There's lots of fun things to do. What are you going to do? Do you have any feel-good activities you'd like for me to share with everybody? Let me know. Go to my website, HelloCancerFriends.com. We'll get a list going. Then we all have more and more things to choose from. I'm down with that. Yeah, so basically, be good to yourself. Do what makes you feel good. We go through enough crap. And that wraps up another episode of Hello Cancer Friends. It's been really fun to come back and do this top 10 list. It's been a long time. I can't even remember the last list we did. But I think it's a good one. I think it'll get us through the winter and charged up for spring. So let's do it. Let's keep going. If you'd like to share your story, will you reach out to me, please? Will you go to my website? It's HelloCancerFriends.com. Leave me a message. I will get back to you. And you know what else you could do for me, if you don't mind? Could you share this podcast? I'd love to get the word out. If anybody needs somebody to listen to, they want to share their own story, or you know of somebody that might be encouraged or inspired by all of the wonderful people that are on this podcast, could you share it? I'd really appreciate it. You know, my mom, she even says, you know, you don't have to have cancer to learn something from these people that she's listening to. She's a big fan of this podcast. She gets inspired, and I love it. I love it. These stories from the guests that have been on here are amazing. With that, I wish you a really wonderful day. I'll look forward to talking to you next time. Take good care. Bye-bye.